Now, here is that which characterizes the visible church, having a form of godliness, but denying the power of it. From such, turn away. Now, this is the day when men are going through the rituals of religion, but they lack life and reality. Now, he says you'd avoid that sort of thing. And may I repeat this? If you are in a dead, cold, liberal church, and you're a believer, my question is, what are you doing there? When the Word of God says avoid those things. Now, across this land today, there are many wonderful pastors and wonderful churches. I've been reading you some letters. I could read you hundreds of letters from these wonderful men across this country today that are standing for God. And why aren't God's people standing with and for these men? May I say to you, the Word of God's very clear here. Now, he says, for of this sort are they who creep into houses, lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with various lusts. And there have been folk, and that silly women means, I think, silly women of both sexes. There are people that have been going to Bible conferences for years. I've met them. And some of them don't know any more about the Word of God than they did when I met them 25 years ago. You wonder what they're doing. What's happening? Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Oh, my friend, if you find yourself in that category today, get down on your knees and ask God to forgive you. I do want to say just this, that I believe that we're moved also into an orbit today where you're going to be persecuted for your faith. And this is not just the wild statement of a preacher here in Pasadena, California. Melvin Ladd, several years ago, up in San Francisco at the Republican Convention, long before he had become Secretary of Defense, made this statement, and I do not know under what circumstances he made it, but I thought it was strange coming out of a convention. He says, in this world, it is becoming more and more unpopular to be a Christian. Soon, it may become dangerous. Now, I didn't make that statement. He made that statement. At least the press reported that he did. And I want to say to you today, friends, I think that we may be able to, in the days that are ahead, see the separation of the men and the boys, those who are really standing for Jesus Christ and those who are not. And I think this is something that every believer should take an inventory of his life. How far am I willing to go for Jesus Christ? What would I really be willing to give up? Rather heart-searching, isn't it? Now, I'm very sorry to have to say to you, I don't come up with too good an answer, but I do want to serve him, and I love him, and I'd like to say to him, I hope he'll give me grace to bear if and when the time comes.